Yo, 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 self-care RX fam. Wiley Hot here, your daily dose of real talk, no sugarcoating, just straight up truth bombs to fuel your soul. Ever feel like life's throwing punches? Like you're constantly walking through a pressure cooker, just trying to survive the day? Yeah, same. It's 2023, and Gen Z is facing some serious stuff: climate anxiety, social media pressures, FOMO, the list goes on. So today, we're tackling something crucial. Building resilience. We're gonna unlock the secrets to bouncing back from adversity, coping with trauma, and actually thriving in the face of change. Buckle up, because this ain't your grandma's self-help seminar. This is about surviving, adapting, and owning your damn power. First off, let's break down why resilience matters. It's not just about being tough or ignoring your feelings, it's about having the mental and emotional strength to navigate life's curveballs. Think of it like training for a marathon. You gotta build those muscles up to handle the distance, right? Same goes for life. When stuff hits, resilience helps you get back on your feet faster, stronger, and wiser. Here are 5 key takeaways to weaponize your inner badass. 1. Accept that SHT happens. I know, groundbreaking, right? But seriously, accepting reality is the first step to moving forward. Don't waste energy denying or avoiding tough situations, acknowledge them head on. You can be sad, angry, frustrated, whatever you need to feel. It's all part of the process. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend going through something rough. Don't beat yourself up for mistakes or setbacks, everyone falls down sometimes. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. 3. Cultivate a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, believe in you, and have your back. This could be family, friends, mentors, or even online communities that share your interests. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. 4. Find healthy coping mechanisms. This ain't about drowning your sorrows in Netflix binges, although a little escapism is okay. I'm talking about activities that genuinely nourish your mind and body. Exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, these are all proven to reduce stress and boost resilience. 5. Reframe your perspective. Change doesn't have to be scary, it can be an opportunity for growth and learning. When facing adversity, try to see the silver lining, even if it's a tiny glimmer. Every challenge you overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Okay, real talk time. Let's say you bombed that big presentation at school or work. It's happened to the best of us, right? You feel embarrassed, disappointed, maybe even a little defeated. But instead of letting that negative energy consume you, take a deep breath and remember those 5 key takeaways. First off, acknowledge your feelings, it's okay to be bummed. Then, practice some self-compassion. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this one doesn't define you as a person. Reach out to your support system, talk to your friends, family, or mentor about how you're feeling. They can offer encouragement and help you see things from a different perspective. Use this experience as a learning opportunity. Analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and commit to doing better next time. D. You just turned that potential disaster into a stepping stone for growth. That's the power of resilience. It's not about the avoiding setbacks, it's about learning from them and coming back stronger. So remember, building resilience isn't about becoming an unbreakable superhero. It's about acknowledging your humanity, embracing vulnerability, and developing the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. You got this. Now go out there and own your damn power. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on TikTok, tag the episode, or DM me, let's keep this conversation going. And if you found value in this episode, hit that follow button and leave a review. It means the world to me. Stay tuned for more daily doses of truth bombs and self-care wisdom. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.